I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, continuing our previews of this week's state track and field meet here with Levi Skelhaas, a junior at Pellet Christian who has qualified in four different events this year, two relays and the Open 200 and Open 400, going back to Drake Stadium for the second time at the high school state meet and then second time this season after qualifying and placing well at Drake. First of all, Levi, congratulations. What does it mean to be going back to Drake Stadium?
Drake is really fun to be at. I went there by myself just a month ago or so, but it's definitely going to be way better with the team. And, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
Well, and coming into this season, obviously it had been 2 years since you had run track. You were a state qualifier in the 200 meters 2 years ago. Coming off of a great basketball season, obviously not where you wanted that to end. What did you have any, you know, dreams or any thoughts that you could qualify for four different events, and how did you get to this point?
Yeah, I definitely was hopeful for this season. I think if you would have told me, hey, you're going to qualify in four events at state this year, I would have told you you're crazy. But yeah, it was great, and I'm so glad that I could. Obviously, my teammates have really stepped up. It's been great seeing the development of some of our relays. So, yeah.
Well, and within some of those relays, you got a lot of young guys out there, guys like Isaac Kack, who are sophomores, who hadn't run varsity track, had some good experience in middle school, but hadn't run at this level before. What's it been like kind of being a leader in that regard, knowing that you had two classes of young guys who are now contributing and help push two relays that are really fast and have a shot to do something great up at Drake?
Yeah, it's been great running with them at meets and at practices, always pushing each other. It's always great to have some younger people step up, no matter what sport it is, you know, basketball, track, football, whatever. So,
well, and the 400 meter dash has been your race so far this season. I would say you qualified for Drake. You had a great finish there. You were the second fastest out of the Drake relays field in class 2A at that competition that featured a lot of area guys who you've seen at meets, guys like Kieran Nichols, Carl Miller, and so on. What about the 400 has been particularly strong for you in your mind and allowed you to run some really fast times, including a sub 50 second race up at Drake?
Well, I just think Drake brings the best out of you. But it's really been nice to develop small times. What I mean is each time I run a 400, I always try to get just a tiny bit more, chip away at that time. But yeah, hopefully at Drake I can just do that again. And I think it should. Drake brings the best out of you. So,
well, and how do you think that experience at the Drake relays will help you this week at state?
I think when I was at Drake a month ago, you know, you get there and you're just kind of awed of everything around you. You know, you have all these big teams and this big stadium, but I really think it really pushes you, especially with the competition there. And I really think it applies to the state also, because I got some really good competitors, especially for the Open 4, Open 2, and yeah, 2A is pretty good. So,
well, and you've had a great season beyond those two events as well. As I mentioned, you've competed against some great competition in the Little Hawkeye Conference, individual conference championship. And on top of that, you see guys like Carl Miller and Kieran Nichols, who are in the 3A field, Section 3, which they all have a chance to win in their respective race as well. How has that competition all season helped you? Because it's one thing to run all by yourself and push that time, but I'm sure it's another thing when you've got fast guys by you almost every single meet.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Been running against Kieran Nichols for a while, and Carl also for a while, and they're, like to consider them good friends of mine, and yeah, they always push me, and yeah, I'll see them. It'll be fun.
Well, I made a joke with them that if you guys ever tied, we just need to have a three-point shooting contest between the three of you. But now as we look ahead to this week, you start Thursday with both your 200 prelims, your 400 finals, and then for sure your relay on Friday in the 4x1 prelims, and then the sprint medley relay Saturday morning. What are your goals with those races and the things that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, obviously we got to get our times down for sprint med and 4x1 if we want a chance at least to get to the prelims. I definitely need to drop my time down for my individual events also. So, yeah, that's my goal, is to drop time for all events. And I believe with that, success will happen. So,
should be a very fun week. That's Levi Skelhaas, Pellet Christian Jr., who qualified for four different events this week at the state track and field meet. Levi, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you at the Blue Oval.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your time.